You say, well, why cover this? Why get fired up about this? I'll tell you why. Because I hate this stupid doctrine that makes marriage so easy to get out of. No, it's supposed to be binding. And you know why I hate this doctrine? Because I get too many phone calls from too many men who are saying, my wife's leaving me. I don't know what to do. And I hear from too many women that say, oh, my husband left me. I don't know what to do. I've seen so many people commit suicide. I've seen their lives ruined. I've seen lives destroyed. Children destroyed. Marriages destroyed. And you want to know what the number one reason why? It's a stupid doctrine coming from churches that says it's okay to get divorced. You just marry someone else and it doesn't matter. It's no big, just a party to them. That doctrine is garbage, and I'm going to take it to task. And if a prominent Bible teacher is going to get up and teach this garbage and call everybody names if they don't agree with them, well, then I have the right to get up and say, you know what? This guy is teaching lies. Let's take him to task for it. But he said, well, no one can judge me because judge not that thou be not judged. And if you've ever lusted after a woman in your heart, you're guilty of adultery too. So it's fine. Yeah, but here's the difference. When men that are Christians lust after a woman in their heart, they don't say, I prayed and fasted and God wants me to lust in my heart after a woman. Is that what they say? And in fact, I want to be an example everywhere as I lust after women. See, it's not the sin that's offensive. It's the justifying the sin and teaching other people to commit that same sin. And telling other people that divorce is okay. And planting that seed in their mind. And let me tell you something. I never want to be guilty of planting the seed in the mind of my congregation. Hey, you know, there's a way out of marriage. You can always throw in the towel. You can always get divorced. I'll never plant that seed. In fact, I want to go in with the trowel of God's word and the hoe of God's word and just rip up that seed and rip it out and rip up the root of that wicked plant, that wicked weed.